There's no friends like the old friends, James Joyce wrote. If you have a friend who's known you forever, longer than your children, even longer than your spouse, you know that all the time you've spent together is unique and impossible to replicate. This morning, Cognoscenti contributor Julie Wittes-Schlack reflects on the value of old friendships.
I visited my friend Anne in Florida a couple of weeks ago. Marinated in sunblock, stepping gingerly into the heated pool, we were indistinguishable from all the other 60-something ladies in her condo complex. But to one another, we're deeply familiar. Her explosive laugh and my snorting one, her long fingers and my perpetually tilted head, her quiet ferocity and my annoying morning cheerfulness. We met as roommates during our freshman year of college. In our 48 years of friendship, we've seen each other through bad boyfriends and some decent ones, through marriages and miscarriages, through parenting joys and challenges that would make even the most resilient woman swoon. We've known each other longer than nearly anyone else, longer even than our husbands and children. We've grown up together. We don't have to recap our histories to one another because we've been together every step. My old friends knew me when I was an awkward teen, a hair-straightening brunette, and a romantic would-be writer. They've listened without judgment to my doubts and accepted my compromises. In conversations, we don't have to explain how we got here. And oh, what a luxury it is to be known. Though it's been decades since we've lived in the same city, getting back together feels like stepping into a hot shower. The taut muscles relax, the accumulated grime of daily life washes away, and I can finally, deeply relax.
Old friends sat on their park bench like bookends.
Paul Simon was in his 20s when he first sang those words. Simon is now old enough to know the truth of his own lyric, that among old friends, memory brushes the same years. But I bet he also knows that old friends do more than sit on park benches. We jam together, eat together, take long walks on cold days. And though we share the same fears, we don't do it silently. Old friends expect us to be exactly who we are, to look and speak without pretense. That freedom is nothing to be mournful about. It's one of the few gifts of aging.
Julie Wittes-Schlack is the author of a new book, This All at Onceness, and is a regular contributor to WBUR's ideas and opinion page, Cognoscenti.
And what a time it was, it was a time of innocence, a time of confidences. Long ago it must be, I have a photograph. Preserve your memories, they're all that's left you.